Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another exciting hour. In fact, you have tuned in to the most delicious hour on radio like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on AM 790 KNST. And no matter if you are listening to me now on the dial right here in Southern Arizona, even if you are listening to us live on our website right now at onthemenulive.com, maybe you're one of the millions that streams live worldwide on the iHeartRadio network. I am so glad you're here. And let me tell you why, fellow foodies. It is October the 4th. It is Saturday. It is the fall here in Southern Arizona, and one of the things we just love about this time of year is all of the opportunities al fresco here across the culinary and cocktail scene. And our theme for the show is the great outdoors. So you might be finding a similar thread that weaves its way through all of our segments, because we just love the great outdoors. Now, I'll tell you that ironically, we are not broadcasting from a patio here in Southern Arizona. Ironically, we're broadcasting indoors from the lovely KNST studio on Oracle and Fort Lowell, having a great time. You know, from time to time, we have to bring the show back to the studio. We love broadcasting live from restaurants and lounges, but we have to come back in and check on the pets and water the flowers and see how Michael is doing and how Kat is doing. Kat, always great to see you back on the board, having a great time. But anyway, as we begin our trek through the world of the great outdoors, I wanted to invite our celebrity co-host on this week, because he's a man that gets to decide how we libate during this time of the year along the spectrum of wonderful boutique wines. What are the right wines for this time of the year? And he is no stranger to this program. He's the regional sales manager for Vino 750. The Honorable David Torco is back with us. Dave, what's going on?
Matt, what a great pleasure to be with you in this glorious Tucson afternoon. I wish we were outside, but we can look at it out the window.
That's right. Well, we're doing a great job. We see some of our fans from time to time, stopping and waving, and they're sort of looking at us with great interest, because you and I are actually enjoying wine on a Saturday afternoon.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is the time of year we slide our routines outside and we sit in the shade, and then in the evening we fire up the grill and enjoy the cooling of the afternoon. Just a beautiful time. My favorite time of year.
Absolutely. You got that right. So Vino 750, an exciting distributor of fine boutique wines. Tell us about Vino 750, Dave.
We are a small wholesale distributor committed to bringing in the finest possible wines from California, Oregon, Washington, and abroad. We have an exclusive portfolio of delicious nectar. We have the work of two of the last three winemakers of the year from Food and Wine magazine in our portfolio.
Oh my gosh.
Maggie Harrison from Antica Terra in the Willamette Valley, Oregon last year, and 2 years prior, Thomas Rivers Brown from Napa Valley, California. And we happen to be enjoying Thomas Rivers Brown's Pinot Noir from the Sonoma coast.
Okay, I doubt this is a coincidence, but you have selected my favorite varietal, Dave Torco.
Well,
okay, so this is the time of year. We crack open a bottle of wine like this. What does this particular juice say about the fall here in Southern Arizona?
Well, the fall is still warm, and so this wine is red, but it's light and bright.
Yes.
And has the essence of cherry fruit in it, and it just bursts from the glass. It's the perfect wine to have on your patio outside while you're waiting for the grill to warm up.
I love it when you burst, Dave. I just love it when you burst. It's bursting from a glass. You wouldn't bring a wine to this show that's not burst worthy.
Heaven forbid. Heaven
so
forbid.
Along that spectrum of Pinots, I know you some people say, well, if they're beginners to that particular grape, they say, well, it tends to be very light. I've seen some Pinots on the opposite side of the spectrum that are sort of earthy, forest floor. I mean, along that spectrum of varietals, Pinot is pretty versatile.
It's hugely versatile and goes with all types of food. Grilled chicken, fresh salmon, fresh trout, and not to mention the hardiest of red meats. And there's so many expressions, mostly based on where the grapes are grown. The homeland of Pinot Noir is Burgundy, France. And those wines have gotten so expensive lately, and they're so esoteric and such a detailed study. It's difficult to figure out the perfect bottle many times for the night.
Right.
Plus, they're very labor-intensive. You have to decant them. You have to let them wait on them for them to pop open with showing themselves. It just takes time.
And I don't have a lot of time, Dave. Okay. When I want it now.
So we're going to California for more generous, fruit expressive Pinot Noirs. Oh. Oregon Pinot Noirs, a little cooler climate, tend to favor a little more forest floor and a little more Burgundian aspect.
Yes, sir.
And then we can get out of the box and go to New Zealand, or we can go to Patagonia, Argentina, or we can even go to the south of France for some very simple but delicious expressions.
David Torco, I will go wherever you want to take me, my friend. So as I understand, when you're thinking about the different kinds of grapes, so Pinot, I think, prefers the – does it prefer the cooler temps versus like a Zinfandel, which really looks for the heat?
It's an absolute must to have a cool climate.
Yes.
The homeland of Pinot Burgundy, France, is brutal weather. It's rainy and cold in the summer with hailstorms and people trudging around the vineyards in rubber boots and slickers, but the grapes love it. And so the holy grail of winemakers wishing to make a great Pinot Noir is a cool climate. Now, whether that comes from the nasty climate of Burgundy or the gentle ocean breezes of Santa Barbara or the moist, wet climate of Oregon, cooler is better.
That's great. And remind me again, this particular wine is made by what producer?
Thomas Rivers Brown. This is his personal label, Rivers Marie. That's his middle name, and that's his wife's first name.
I love it. And love is at the center of most wine stories, is it not?
It is, and we have about 25 cases of this wine in Arizona, so hopefully you'll find it on your store shelves soon. They only made 300.
Okay,
that's
so
it.
Now, are you doing retail work? Are you talking with restaurateurs?
No,
and,
we can only.
Somms in town?
We're a wholesaler. We can only sell to restaurateurs and the Somms representing the restaurants. And I'm out there working it, believe me.
And I tell you what, nobody has a better reputation in the wine community than David Torco. So if I were a restaurateur and Dave Torco walks through my front door, I'm getting out the checkbook, Dave. That's how it works when you're in the house. Absolutely some fine boutique wines. And I love the fact every time I have you on the show, whether we're talking agave, tequila, whether we're talking scotch, whether we're talking wine, even when we're talking some great craft beer, you bring something new to the conversation every single time we meet. I've never heard of this wine, and I'm actually looking forward to procuring some of this wine next time I'm out dining around town.
Thank you very much, Matt.
So along the white line, we got about another minute or so before we go to a commercial break. If people are not thinking red this time of year and are celebrating al fresco outside with their favorite white, what's a good go-to this time of year?
Well, I got to tell you that I am really enamored of Arizona Viognier.
Yes.
Keeling Schaefer Viognier.
Absolutely.
Lawrence Dunham Viognier. Those are so delicious. They're unctuous. They're tropical fruit. They have a great palate weight for the cool nights. It's the best white you can enjoy outdoors today.
And Viognier, for someone who might not have had the opportunity to put some of that to their palate, talk a little bit about the blend.
Well, Viognier is not a blend.
It's an individual grape,
and it comes from the south of France. And about 20 years ago, they tried to plant it in California and make it the next big thing to replace Chardonnay, but it didn't quite work perfectly in California. There's some beautiful examples, but most winemakers said, pah, and planted Chardonnay instead. But it has found a great home here in southern Arizona. And I encourage you, anybody listening that hasn't had it, try it. You'll
love it.
Absolutely.
Words of wisdom from our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He's the regional sales manager for Vino 750. Dave Torco is here. Check out Vino 750 online. They have a Facebook page. They're all over the internet. Vino 750 to learn a thing or two about some wonderful boutique premium wines, some of which you might have ever heard of, but I'm telling you, it is a life-changing experience because David Torco is involved.
Oh,
and each and every chapter of your story, I just can't get enough. But anyway, David, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Matt, the pleasure's mine.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about an event next week that is definitely celebrating the great outdoors. We're going to be talking with Jerry Yang of Jerry's Cigars about Smoketober happening on October 11th. And fellow foodies, you do not want to miss 1 minute of this delicious conversation. You're listening to On the Menu live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the palatial suites of Clear Channel Media and Entertainment. Now iHeartMedia here on the corner of Fort Lowell and Oracle, having a great time with my celebrity co-host, the regional sales manager for Vino 750, Dave Torco. We are just having a blast with this lovely Pinot Noir.
It's starting to wake up, Matt. This is tasting good.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, anyway, as you hear each and every week on this show, you hear me saying there is nothing that makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And fellow foodies, there is only one place where we go to get our cigars, our premium cigars. It's Jerry's Cigars. Now, my good friend Jerry Yang, he's got Smoketober Bash planned for Saturday, October the 11th. We're actually going to be broadcasting live from this party, but we want to get you the information in advance so you can cross off your calendar and make plans to be there. And he's on the phone with us right now. Jerry Yang, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Russell. Thanks for having me here, Matt.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we wish you were here. You know, we're enjoying some fine wine. You know, I'm just salivating thinking about some of these great cigars that we're going to be enjoying a week from today. But you've got Smoketober Bash coming up next week. What do you got up your sleeve, man?
Well, we have some food trucks. We got two food trucks starting at 11 o'clock. The event starts at 1, and we're going to be serving the pig as free roast pig at the end of the event or towards the end of the event. And we're going to be, we have 5 vendors coming out from Ashton, Alec Bradley, Cigar Boutique, 724, and Drew Estate.
Wow. And one of the things, Jerry, that I love about your store and about your attitude really in the cigar business is that you have these personal relationships with some of these wonderful cigar manufacturers, these producers, these companies that I never came into contact with until I walk into your store. Like, for example, the lovely Grace Sotolongo, who he had the privilege of viewing on this show when we were there last time. She makes a spectacular cigar called the Hechicera, and now you're bringing to the table this great producer that I've never heard of, 724, and I understand that these are spectacular sticks, Jerry. Tell us about 724.
Well, they make what made them famous is the dog walker. It's a short smoke and, you know, made for walking your dog. And they also have a barber pole. And so we're going to be, and they're affordable. So they're affordable to everybody.
That's great. Makes
it really nice is that we're going to be having that, you know, the 20% off box purchase with free cigars and lighters and hats. And we have these really cool ashtrays, car ashtrays from Alec Bradley. So you're going to get a choice of a lighter or one of those. And plus all the other stuff that comes along with it. So
okay, now so let me make sure that I understood what you just said. So if you buy a box of cigars there at Jerry's Cigars, you are going to whack off 20% off the entire box price?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. And let me tell you, the prices at Jerry's Cigars are already probably the most competitive in town. So if you can imagine, fellow foodies, going into Jerry's and having an additional 20% whacked and then doing that all against the backdrop of when Jerry says we're going to be bringing out the pig a little later on, he means quite literally there is a full whole roasted pig with maraschino cherries as eyes. and Jerry himself actually takes this thing down like only Jerry can do. And if you come out to Smoketober, not only will you have the opportunity to enjoy fresh whole roasted pig, but you're also going to be able to meet face to face some of these big names in the industry, talk to the distributors, great prices on some of the great cigars, meet Jerry himself. And then of course, lighters and ashtrays and cutters. Oh my. Every possible accessory that you can imagine under the sun, and you're going to be doing it all not only inside Jerry's Cigars, but Jerry, are you going to be spilling out into the patio like you did last time?
Same thing. Food trucks are going to be outside, and we're going to have some tables set up for everyone to eat and smoke.
That's great. And I understand the food trucks that you brought out. You got a Louisiana barbecue.
Yeah, Mr. Cookman's is one, and it's it's a barbecue, Louisiana-style cooking, and then we have Taco, hot dog, Los Bravo.
Taco Hot Dog Los Bravo. Si, senor. That's all I can say. So, again, it all gets underway at 11 o'clock. The food truck caravan arrives at 11 o'clock on Saturday, October 11th at Jerry's Cigars. The event formally starts at 1 o'clock. Friends, I want you to get there and plan to spend the day because this is like Super Bowl for all of the cigar enthusiasts in town. And, again, you're going to feast on some great food. You're going to meet some new friends. And you're going to have the opportunity to engage some of the big names in the cigar industry, and you're also going to be able to walk away with boxes at unbelievably low prices. Now, Jerry, for those of us, our listeners that might not have ever been to Jerry's Cigars, and shame on you if you haven't, listeners, tell everybody exactly where you're located.
We're at 43 North First Avenue, across the street from Jack in the Box.
Great. So that's around First Avenue and Wetmore Road, right near the Tucson Mall.
Near the Walmart.
Right near the Walmart. Okay, so look for Jerry's Cigars right next to Batteries Plus. Again, I challenge you to find, if you're looking for a battery or a light bulb that you can't find anywhere, don't make that store be your 11th stop because they're going to have it anyway. Make that the first stop right next door to Jerry's Cigars. Anyway, Jerry, we've got 30 seconds remaining. What cigar are you...
I just want to mention one other thing that we're going to have on October 25th. We're partnered up with Sullivan's, and we're going to have a cigar dinner on the 25th of October. And if anyone wishes to come, the information is going to be on our website later this week.
Okay, and that's jerryscigars.net for all the information. Jerry Yang of Jerry's Cigars, my hat's off to you. I salute you and your entire team, and I can't wait to see you next Saturday.
All right, thank you.
Thanks so much. Jerry Cigars for Smoketober Bash on Saturday, October the 11th at Jerry Cigars. Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to slow things down because it's all about the blues. And there's no better blues community in all of the Southwest than right here in Southern Arizona. And we're going to be talking about the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival. It's happening very soon, and you don't want to miss 1 minute of this. You're listening to On the Menu Live on AM 790 KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live.
This includes a couple of glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from KNST AM 790 with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the regional sales manager for Vino 750, David Torco. We're doing a pretty good job with this wine.
Fun.
There is a lot of fun to be had, and we are doing a very good job putting a very good dent in this lovely bottle of Pinot Noir that you brought us. Again, the producer of this wine again?
Rivers Marie.
Rivers Marie, a lovely, lovely wine. Anyway, we are here celebrating the great outdoors, and we're thinking about a great event that's coming up here on October the 19th. It'll allow you the opportunity to experience the great outdoors with, I think, some of the best blues music this side of Memphis. In fact, you might even say this side of the galaxy, because nobody has a better blues culture and community than Southern Arizona. And here, talking about an event that's coming up here on October the 19th, is the president of the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Foundation, my good friend Mike Berard is here. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks, Matt.
Happy blues, dude.
Yeah, happy blues to you, too.
That's all I know how to say. I mean, the blues just almost renders me speechless because I just want to hear the music, you know? That's what it's all about. But anyway, you got, like, the big event coming up, man. October the 19th. The Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival, now in its 27th year. I can't believe year after year you keep bringing more and more people out for this world-class event.
Oh, thanks, Matt, and thanks for this opportunity. This is really going to be a great event, and it's just like, you know, I'm even ordering up some great weather. It's, you know, 2 weeks from tomorrow, October 19th. Tucson's the place to be. It's like, it's wonderful to be outside on a Sunday afternoon. And it's going to be a great family event.
And the event actually is going to be, for the second year in a row now, or third year, I can't
remember. Yeah, no, it's the second year in a row at Rito Raceway Park.
Great venue, man.
Right, great venue. And this year it's going to be a little different. Okay, so last year was our first year there. But this year, it's the first time ever that I think we've ever partnered with a nonprofit organization. Hmm. And we really want to support Susan G. Komen of Southern Arizona. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right, great.
And it's really a big deal just personally, because it was, you know, a year ago at this time that my sister was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow.
And then my best friend's a cancer survivor. And it was like, I didn't know what to do about that. You know, and over the last years, we're like putting together this festival. It just dawned on me, like, what a, you know, this is an opportunity to make a difference for our community.
How, what a beautiful gesture that is. And again, it's that blues spirit, really. It's that blues community. It's the camaraderie across the community that all of us that love the blues. I mean, we do what we need to do in this community to make a difference. I mean, it's all about celebrating great music, but it's also how can we make the difference in someone's life? And you're partnering with Komen. What a great manifestation of that ethic. Absolutely.
Right. And look, and blues isn't sad, right?
Not at
it's
all,
not
man.
Sad.
This do
is
I
a,
sound sad?
No, never. So, yeah, so it's like, it really is, like you said, it's a celebration.
Exactly. Exactly. So the event gets underway at what time on the 19th?
It starts at 11 a.m. Yep. and goes till 6:30 p.m.
And it is live blues, like in your face, all throughout the entire day. And it's, you know, obviously some local acts here, which are fantastic. But you actually, you're attracting talent from all across the country. Who's your headliner this year, Mike?
Well, this year we have a band coming in from Chicago. It's the Cashbox Kings.
Love it.
So we're really excited about that. And then we have some local bands, and all the way to and I'm going to have my and so I'd like to introduce
absolutely
Bill Greenberg.
Take it
so
away.
He's a fellow board member, and he's the one. Like, if you're going to talk about blues music, he's the man. And I had this wonderful opportunity to meet him this year, actually 2 years ago. How it happened was that at Cholla High School, he's a teacher at Cholla High School, but he's also the coach, if you will, of the Cholla Blues Standard. And we as an organization, the Southern Arizona Blues and Heritage Foundation, is supporting like a history and music curriculum at Cholla High School. And then I find out that they have this blues band that's playing there.
I love it.
Yeah.
And the fact that blues is even in the conversation at the high school level is something I think we can all celebrate,
right?
Because we're really filling the pipeline with the next generation of enthusiasts in the blues culture. So, Bill Greenberg, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Matt. I appreciate it.
So we got kids enjoying the blues, man.
Well, you got to enjoy the blues, I think. Really, the blues musically is sort of the umbrella that covers all American roots music. So the kids are finding out that some of the more modern music that they listen to is actually has its roots in the blues, and they're having a blast. They're going back and finding out the history of various things. And
I love it. Some of these kids are actually going to be playing at the event, are they not?
Opening the show.
They're opening the show. So is this
second year?
Okay,
second
so
year.
This is the Cholla High School Blues.
Well, we call it the Cholla Blues Standard.
Cholla Blues Standard, right?
Cholla okay. Blues Standard. So, you want to be there at 11 o'clock if you want to see them open the show, and then I'm going to play with a different band, and I can't wait for the rest of the program. Actually, we got kind of the Chicago thing going today with Angel Diamond and the Blues Disciples. That's a sort of a Chicago style blues. The Cashbox Kings, obviously, and Union Stone coming from Phoenix, and
wow.
And some good friends of mine, Johnny Ain't Right, are going to be there. And I get to go up with a little band called Baja Arizona right after the kids.
Right on. Well, this is going to be an amazing blues event. Now, Mike, we got, just about another minute or so left in this. We might even continue a little bit after the news break because there's so much to cover. But anyway, it's $10 at the gate, $8 in advance. And kids, did you say, are free for this event?
Yes, under 18 years old. And the tickets can be purchased. Go to your local Bookman's.
Great.
And purchase tickets at a discount for only $8.
Oh, great. And you want to do that. You absolutely want to do that. And in fact, I believe that we're going to be giving away 2 tickets to the festival sometime during this show. So you want to stick around for that as well. This is a food show, so talk a little bit about some of the food that's going to be there. We got about 20 seconds. Who's going to be serving some food?
Okay, so we have some food trucks there. We're going to have some Mexican, Greek, German food.
Awesome.
You know, I just want to mention Brushfire Barbecue and... And the Boondocks Lounge, they're right. Always supporters of us in the past.
Absolutely. We're going to keep the conversation going after our Fox News break and after we thank a couple of more sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to Dan Dickman of Dickman's Deli. You don't want to miss it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happiness here at AM 790 KNST on the gorgeous compound grounds of iHeartMedia right here on the corner of Oracle and Fort Lowell. Just having a blast in this great outdoors themed broadcast with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, the regional sales manager for Vino 750, Dave Torco.
Matt, you won't believe how good it smells in here.
That's why we love this show, Dave Torco.
Indeed.
But we're going to have to show some remarkable restraint, as hard as it is, because, you know, we did not say goodbye to Mike Berard with the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Foundation, because there's some things that we want you to know, fellow foodies, as you were planning your day for October the 19th at the Rito Downs Race Park. Again, the annual Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival. Mike, thanks so much for joining us and hanging out with us for the rest of the show.
Well, thank you, Matt. And I do want to mention, too, that what else makes this this day different or this festival different, besides supporting the Susan G. Komen Foundation of Southern Arizona, is that we have a simultaneous event. So our good friend Manish with the Heirloom Farmers Market.
Manish Shah, he's a hero of mine.
Look, there's a farmers market going on at the same time, and you literally have to walk through the farmers market to go through the gate to our festival.
Perfect. It could not have been better staged. I mean, I think Heirloom Farmers Market is, you know, I don't use the word world-class lightly, Mike Berard. It is a world-class shopping experience, and to be able to have that sort of, you know, sort of local feel and the local feel of the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival all basically under, I was about to say under one roof, but you're under the same sky right there at Rito Park. I mean, what a spectacular backdrop for this event.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the importance of sponsors. You know, without this, without our sponsors here at On the Menu Live, our radio show simply wouldn't be possible. And we thank our sponsors each and every week. And you've got some sponsors that have you know, basically pledged their loyalty to this group and to this event year after year. Who are some of the folks that are responsible for helping to bring the Blues Festival to Tucson every year?
Okay, thank you. It's DPR Construction, Fenimore Craig, the law offices of Fenimore Craig, environmental consultants Haley and Aldrich, Hensel Phelps Construction, Sunt Construction, Westland Resources Environmental Consultants. And I'm telling you, it's just like, look, we could not put this event on without them.
Absolutely. We want to thank them, and if we want to encourage all of our listeners to make sure that you are involved with these businesses. These are leaders in the blues community, and you know, this event could not happen without their leadership, and we'll be hearing a little bit more about them right at the event. Again, go to Bookman's, get your tickets in advance. You want to go to azblues.org to get all the information, and Mike Berard and I will see you at the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival October 19th. Mike, thanks so much for hanging out with us for a bit. Enjoy, have a little bit more wine, because guess what we're going to be doing now? We're going to be continuing to celebrate the great outdoors, and you can't do that without our next guest, because he is the official purveyor of proteins for On the Menu Live. There is no other butcher in all of the galaxy than the man who is sitting before me today. I really don't know what to say other than welcome back to the program, my good friend, Butcher Dan Dickman from Dickman's Meat and Deli. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you?
Nice to have you back, dude.
Thank you for having me.
I mean, look, I'm a Redskins fan. Now, don't let that come between us.
I feel
Mike
so bad
is saying
for you.
Yes, but I actually am, for you and you alone, Dan Dickman, I am wearing the colors of the home team and the Dickman family.
I noticed that. It looks great on you.
thank you. I'm wearing green and yellow. I am in my favorite T-shirt. This is my party shirt. I don't grill without this shirt. I don't drink without this shirt. It's almost ready for the rag bag, which means I may need another one. It's my Dickman shirt. I'm wearing my olive shorts, and I knew you were about to remark on that.
Oh, of course.
You couldn't get past my
They're
savage tan.
Pretty high up there.
I understand.
Yeah.
you know, the Packers are really what makes the world go round at Dickman's, right?
Oh, man, we love the Packers there. Can't get enough of them.
So here we are in fall. I mean, I love this time of year, tailgating, grilling, smoking. You know, this
nothing
is
nothing better than this time of year.
There is nothing better than this time of year. So when you're thinking about the great outdoors and you're thinking about tailgates and that kind of thing, what comes to mind? What are the kinds of proteins that are celebratory this time of year when you're thinking pigskin and you're thinking all the great stuff associated with
fall?
Yeah,
well, you know, besides the steaks and the chicken and all that, and the ribs, sausage is definitely the way to go. I love doing brats, tons of brats. I mean, that just goes with the Green Bay Packer theme that Dickman's goes with.
That's right.
and anything meat, really. Oh, I love doing the ribs the best, probably,
yeah.
besides the sausage.
Right, yeah. Sausage reigns at Dickman's,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely. Mean, make a bunch of different kinds of sausage.
Now, on the back of my shirt, it says, Dickman's Meat and Deli, home of the Wisconsin bratwurst.
And that's what I brought for you today.
Okay, I need you to tell me... What is a Wisconsin bratwurst? Because, you know, you can go to store A or store B buy something that says...
Brats are available anywhere, right?
Bratwurst somewhere. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you're getting a Wisconsin bratwurst. You know, you think about, Usinger and brats out of, Kohler and out of Sheboygan, which...
Right.
What? How am I doing? Did I pronounce that right?
No, you're right. Sheboygan. Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That's actually where... our brats come from originally.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we actually call them Sheboygan-style bratwurst.
You do?
Yes, we do.
Fantastic. So let's break down the brat. Let's do it. Help me understand. I think I have a pretty good idea what a brat is, but, you talk about sausage. It's in the sausage family, right?
Yes, of course.
So how is it distinct from, the kind of a sausage on the more sort of pedestrian side of things?
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that all sausages are brats. So they'll come into our store and they'll say, yeah, can I get some Cajun brats or sweet Italian brats? And that's just not how it is. Brat is an actual flavor. I just want to get that across to everybody because it happens all the time. But, we bundle out the pork. We have our own seasoning that we brought down from Wisconsin. Mm. Not going to share that with you because that's another secret.
Yeah, I mean, you travel with like an armored vehicle
yes.
when you're bringing the recipe from point A to point B. Yeah, I've been behind you with your hazards on. I know how it is. But so this is a Dickman family
tried and true
recipe for the seasoning.
Yep, and we take that same seasoning. We also do different sausages. Sometimes we'll add some cheese to it or maybe some cheese and sauerkraut together. Or we do jalapeno cheddar brats. A bunch of different kinds.
Now, does a brat have to be pork? So are there beef brats?
Are there
lamb brats?
Yeah, but that's not original. You got to go with pork.
Got to do pork.
That's where it's juicy.
Or it's not Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Exactly right.
Brat. Okay, yep. So where from the pig is the meat source for the bratwurst? Mm,
gotcha. We only use pork shoulder. We bone it out ourselves.
Perfect.
There, yep. That's how it has to be. And then we grind it.
You know, when you bone it, I've watched you bone. It is a...
it's fun.
This is a family show. Don't get carried away.
Yep, you have.
But when you...
You always hang around there a little too long.
I got to tell you, when you go into Dickman's, I'm partial to the Oracle and Orange Grove location, but let's not forget our friends over the Brother Restaurant there on, I guess it's
Broadway
Pantano.
And Pantano.
Yeah,
yep,
Broadway
yep.
and Pantano.
Exactly. That's my Dickman's.
When
you go that one, right on.
Everybody has a Dickman's, right?
Yeah, I love it.
That's my Dickman's.
I absolutely love it.
With confidence and with pride.
Exactly.
But when
we fight over that quite a bit,
But when you walk into Dickman's, when he says he bones it out himself, when he says they do all the hand cutting and the hand trimming, it's for real. And you know what? It's not behind some closed door. You actually see Dan and his team cutting and trimming and doing it professionally. And I think that's part of the experience when you go into Dickman's to see you guys work.
Hey, that's a huge, huge experience. And that's part of what we like to do. We like to have our customers come in and see what we're doing. So then if we need to, we can pick it up, we can show it to them and ask them if that's correct or not correct, and we'll fix it if we need to.
I remember I was in on Father's Day. I was probably the day before Father's Day on Saturday at Dickman's.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a very busy day.
Yeah.
I saw the New York, the Prime New Yorks, and I said, I just gotta. And I didn't even have to, you looked at me, and the funny thing is there was no conversation between the two of us. It was a wink and an eyebrow raise, and you knew.
Two prime strips.
And you remember.
Yeah.
You cut me two New York primes,
yep,
the thickness I wanted, and you trimmed them up beautifully, and you put them on the paper, and you didn't even say, how do these look, or what do you think? You just looked at me, and you presented them, and you just smiled. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember that. I love doing that. That's the best part about the job.
Awesome. And then in the paper they went, the black chalk came out, you wrote it on the chalk like the butcher did when I was a kid, made my way to the register, and out I went. I absolutely love sort of this integrative, interactive experience.
They turned out good, right?
That you get. Oh, they were world class. I was telling my brother law who's visiting from St. Louis this weekend, who actually went to college in Wisconsin.
Right,
he told me how to pronounce Sheboygan, so I practiced on my way over here. But anyway, absolutely. I told him that story, and they were probably the best steaks I've had.
There's a Sheboygan in Michigan, too.
Oh.
They try to steal that recipe. Yes.
Oh.
I have some customers that come in, they'll actually say, well, is it the real Sheboygan, the one in Michigan? Like, Come on, really?
Please don't do that.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Right. So in addition, you know, you've got some great steaks. We've talked with you about the ugly steaks, the Jan specials. Yep. You know, it doesn't just stop at the pork brat. You got the brats. You got some great seafood, some great ribs, as you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like I said, you're a purveyor of protein. Mm-hmm. You've got the whole spectrum of proteins right there. And you're a deli as well. So you can go in there and grab a sandwich, some soup. It's great.
Yep. We carry all Boar's Head products, and we make all the sandwiches there. It's basically... choose what you like. We'll put it on there and load it up for you.
That's the way it works. Yeah, that's the way it works. And let's just let's do that that one question again. How many ugly steaks are you guys cutting and trimming on a weekly basis between both stores? Oh my gosh,
it's goes up every week. I swear.
It's last time I heard it was over a thousand.
Oh yeah, definitely over a thousand. A couple thousand a week between the both stores together, easily.
You know, between Dave and myself, we're probably good for 500 a week.
Yeah, exactly.
We are.
I know that. Yeah.
But anyway, again, we're talking fall. We're talking grilling. We're talking brats. Now, when it comes to preparing brats, and actually, you brought some for us to enjoy.
Of course.
When it comes to preparing, there's a couple of schools of thought. You know, do you grill them? Yep. Do you put them in a beer bath to get them ready for the grill? How does the Dickman family say the brat has to be prepared to be called a Dickman brat?
Yeah, I like to say I keep it simple. I just go to the store and either I buy cheap light beer or buy Tecate. With these brats here, I did Tecate.
Okay.
All right. And
perfect.
I let them kind of simmer in them for probably about 20 or 30 minutes just so they can kind of cook, like pre-cook basically. And then I put the beer to the side and I continue just to pan fry them. Normally I'd grill them, but I was at the store. And just pan fry them up both sides till it's browned up. That's it.
Beautiful.
And then if you're not ready to serve, you can actually put them back in the beer and let them soak there till they're ready to serve.
Absolutely beautiful. Why don't you plate up a couple of us for us to try?
You got it.
And while you're doing that, you know, Mike Berard here has not left the studio.
Everybody's
he's
waiting.
You know, his segment is long done, but he's hanging up. So why don't you go ahead and make a couple of for us while I also take the time to recognize all of our friends in the taco community. Today is, in fact, National Taco Day. Believe it or not. And our good friends at Geo Taco downtown right on 4th and Congress, they are offering $1 off any duck item just to sort of commemorate the fact that we took care of the Oregon ducks not too long ago. $1 off any duck item. And then beginning today and going all week at Geo Taco downtown as part of National Taco Day, $1 off any taco for the rest of the week. So you want to get down to Geo Taco downtown on 4th and Congress. Take advantage of National Taco Day. And my favorite taco down there is actually called the Geo Taco. It's their house taco. It's this lovely smoked a taco, pork belly with that is sort of rubbed in coffee, and it's got some pumpkin seed salsa and a little sort of seared squash. It is a gorgeous taco. Speaking of gorgeous, Dave Twerko, how about that for a segue? I don't know if I've ever called you gorgeous on live radio. Oh, no. Speaking of gorgeous, watching Dan Dickman work, it's like dinner and a show.
I am hypnotized by seeing this wonderful assembly of bratwurst and sauerkraut and stone ground mustard on beautiful fresh rolls. Oh, my God.
You know, and I should let our listening audience know that Dan Dickman and his charity is going to be giving one of our listeners the opportunity to call in to answer a trivia question. And the first person that calls in with the right answer to the question is going to be getting a gift certificate to experience Dickman's for themselves. And in a lovely moment of spontaneity, Mike Berard from the Southern Arizona Blues and Heritage Foundation is saying he's also going to throw in two tickets to the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Festival, which is on October 19th. So whoever calls in, Dave, is going to be one lucky guy or girl.
Yes, indeed. And let's put it to him. Let's give him a good question.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to be doing that in here in just a couple of minutes. But I am about to feast upon, and you know, when Dan Dickman hands you food, you know, I generally like to say a prayer first, just to sort of put myself in the moment.
I love this.
I don't want to dishonor or disservice the encounter that I'm about to have. But this, the sear on this brat is perfect. So, you know, it's actually done the way Dan wants it to be done. You've got a little bit of sauerkraut here, some stone ground mustard. You can tell the story better than I, Dan. What's this brat all about, man?
Well, I'm not sure which one I gave you, but it's either the Cajun, the Packer brat, or the regular brat.
Cajun, the Packer brat, or the regular? Okay, now.
The Packer brat has the sauerkraut and the cheddar cheese in it.
Okay, no, so there's a Packer bratwurst that has sauerkraut and cheese inside the brat?
Yes, sir.
As part of the mixing of the meat?
Yep.
It's thrown in.
You know, we got that actually from Lambeau Field.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Oh, that was... Michael Goodrich is very bold for you to put your thumb...
Go Vikings.
Go Vikings, he says. Oh. All right, I'm going.
Sorry, time to say that,
That game doesn't count.
Sadly, there is no wine pairing with this brat. It's
no
beer.
Wine pairing, huh?
It's beer.
It's lots of beer, exactly.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah, that that Packer bot came from Lambeau, and that's where we got it from. I went up there years ago. They had it, so I wanted to make it.
This is a gorgeous brat, full flavor, right? So it's got all of the flavors.
Like it.
It's got a little bit of a kick, so I'm thinking that I got a Cajun brat here.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that Dickman's House seasoning in it, lovely adorned with some sauerkraut, some stone ground mustard. Now, what I love about the fact with this brat, you're not overthinking, you're not overdoing, you're not putting 35 ingredients on top of the sausage.
That's a key, definitely.
Let the protein, let the pork stand and be on its own for this lovely, and you still have retained that snap. The
exactly.
Snap on that brat is what I look for. Okay.
Natural casing.
Natural casing right there at Dickman's Meat and Deli. We're going to take some time here to enjoy our brats during the commercial break, but here's a time to ask our listeners a question for the trivia question, and whoever is the first person to call in with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate for Dickman's, as well as two tickets for the Blues Heritage Festival. So we talked a lot about brats this show. Do you have any ideas for a trivia question? I can pull one out if you'd like.
You know what? I was trying to think of one. I didn't think
no
of
problem.
One before I came.
No problem.
Unfortunately.
Okay, so we talked about a place in Wisconsin where the brats are sort of where they reign. And there's a place in Wisconsin where the brats really come from, and a place in Wisconsin that you sort of look to as
yes.
the king, as the city, as
yes.
the place.
We did talk about that.
So we're going to see who was listening to the show.
Exactly.
And say, so
good
where
idea.
In Wisconsin does Dan Dickman say the best brats are sourced? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 880-5678. 880-KNST. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the KNST studio, enjoying a brat with my celebrity co-host, the regional sales manager from Vino 750, Dave Torco. And I gotta say, Dave, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but this Rivers Marie Pinot Noir is going beautifully with these bratwursts.
It's a big Pinot. It's standing up to it. It's fantastic.
Seriously. Well, we got a full board of callers that think they know the answer to the question, but I heard Dan Dickman say somewhat quietly to Mike Berard during the commercial break about how many bratwursts these guys normally kick out. So did I hear you say that you have 15 to 20 different brat recipes that you've crafted in-house?
Yep, sausage recipes. Let's get that correct.
Sausage
yeah.
recipes.
Yep, exactly. They're not all brats, but we do have 15 to 20 different kinds.
And you normally have about how many in rotation on a daily basis?
Normally in our case, we try to carry around seven or so, maybe five to seven different kinds
different
all the time.
Different kinds of sausages
yep.
every day that you're there.
Yep, exactly. But we're constantly making sausage.
How many brats do you think you're going to sell this weekend?
Well, we're doing this now. We're gonna sell quite a bit. You know, normally on a normal batch, we'll make 25 to 30 pounds, and like every other day. So there's three per pound. That's 75. 80 brats or
wow,
something
fantastic.
Like that. Fantastic. Yeah.
One of our loyal listeners, John Farlow, who has actually occupied our celebrity co-host seat from time to time, he just sent me a text saying, Packers brats, I'm in.
That's great.
He's ready to go. He's probably halfway on his way to Dickman's right now.
Yep.
But anyway, we got some callers here that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the question is, what city in Wisconsin does Dan Dickman believe is the home of the bratwurst, and it's the only place that pioneers the concept? 880-5678-880-KNST. We're going to go to line one and see if Terry knows the answer to the question. Terry, how are you?
Great. Hoboken, Wisconsin.
Okay, well, she's ready to go, Dan. She's saying what she thinks the answer is, and you'll have to repeat that, Terry. What's the answer to the question?
Hoboken,
Wisconsin. She says Hoboken. Sheboken, Wisconsin, Dan.
That one's not going to work for me.
It's not going to work?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Terry. So sorry.
Okay.
That opens up a line, 880-KNST, 880-5678. We're going to go to line two and see if Catherine knows the answer to the question. Hey, Catherine,
Come
how
on,
are you?
Kathy.
Hi. I thought she had it pretty close, but I was going to say Sheboygan.
She said Sheboygan.
Right. Sheboygan?
Yes.
That works.
Oh, boy. And is Terry ever mad now?
Yes.
Because it was
Terry.
It was mispronounced.
Yes.
But you know what? You have to pronounce it right to be a Wisconsin brat. And Catherine, it is my
right.
pleasure to announce that you are our winner this week. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much. So we're going to ask you to hold on the line because Kat here is going to get all your information. We're going to send you that Dickman's gift card to you in the mail. And I'm telling you what, plan some time. Don't just run in and run out. Stay. Just gas at all of the wonderful things that are happening around you, because I think it's like Disneyland every time I go into Dickman's. Do yourself a favor. Take some time. Bring a friend. Tell them about Dickman's. And, you know, I endorse the bratwursts wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you guys have my word on it. I'll take my husband.
Perfect. Take your husband. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So she said Sheboygan. Wisconsin.
That's perfect. And that's where it's at.
That's it. So yep. Now, Dave, do you know which brat you were able to sink your teeth into? I got the Cajun, which is just spectacular.
Nice.
I had the classic German brat.
And you could tell right away. It's got right that away. Beautiful, that classic brat taste. Just absolutely beautiful. And again, with this wine, I mean, it's almost like you guys compared notes.
Yeah, they fit perfect.
They do. They absolutely do. So, okay, so
we're living large.
The place of brats, the place for the ugly steak, the Jan's special steak, great ribs, the best steaks you can find, wonderful chickens. You've got wonderful delis. Again, tell people where your locations are, you Dan, and how they can find more about you, because I know you're online and everywhere else.
Yep, we are on Facebook, but we have a location, Oracle in Orange Grove. Northeast corner, same shopping center as Ace Hardware and CVS. That's 6472 North Oracle. And then out on the east side, they're at Broadway and Pantanum. That's 7955 East Broadway. And they're also on the northeast corner, same shopping center as Sam Levitt's.
Fantastic. And I cannot stress enough, fellow foodies, you know, the concept of local is such a pioneering spirit here in this show. You have, we're not going to lie to you, you have a lot of choices when it comes to purchasing and procuring your proteins. But I urge you to support local. It is the butcher is a dying breed, unfortunately, and the leadership of the Dickman family in this community going back decades has kept the spirit of the butcher alive. It is alive and well. And I can't tell you the quality that you're going to experience when you compare it with other, bigger box kinds of options. Dan Dickman at Dickman's Meat, Seafood and Deli. Please, I urge you to support Dan and his family because they have their way and they know their way around pigs, around cows, around every kind of fish you can imagine. I mean,
gosh, I appreciate it, Matt.
The butcher is, I mean, it is part of our upbringing. It holds a very personal space in my heart, and I am just, kudos to you and your family for everything you've done in this community.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Do they ever let you go home, Dan? Do you have a family?
Do you have a family? They don't get to see me very often, though.
Anyway, well, I know that your Dickman's work family is wanting you to go back to work because there's some steaks to hand cut and trim.
Exactly,
but anyway,
right.
Dan Dickman from Dickman's Meat, Seafood, and Deli, always a pleasure hooking up with you, and thanks so much for treating us to some wonderful brats this fall.
Thank you very much.
And Mike Berard from the Southern Arizona Blues Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for giving us a little Blues 101 lesson. Again, go to Bookman's, get your tickets for the event, listen to this show. We might have some other tickets to give away. But anyway, thank you for everything you do in the community as well.
Thank you, Matt.
And for Dave Tuerco, our celebrity co-host, a man who is just the pace setter, the trend setter in the world of libations when it comes to wine, when it comes to tequilas and agaves, you brought some spectacular wines. Vino 750 is a name that we're going to be hearing a lot on the streets in Southern Arizona.
We're coming, Southern Arizona. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to take one more opportunity to make sure that everybody knows that I'm going to be broadcasting this show live from Jerry Cigars next week, Saturday, October the 11th, for the annual Smoketober Bash. It's going to be a great time for all cigar enthusiasts. You don't want to miss 1 minute of that. And also to remind you, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted to our website on themenulive.com early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Dave Torkel reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5... it is On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you at Dickman's.